I'm here with Jordan Jenkins. And Jordan, from year one to year two, what's been the biggest difference?
I guess the biggest difference is just I'm sort of really more comfortable with just being out there on the field. I'm not as stressed like pre-snap of, am I supposed to be in this position? Am I supposed to be in this gap? Am I supposed to do this? Am I supposed to do that? And I'm just sort of more relaxed out there. And I know I've got a there's some stuff some plays I could have made in the past and last couple games, but I've still yet to show all the improvements I've made this offseason, and looking forward to doing that for the rest of these games.
Well, talk about this defense, because you guys are a very young defense.
Mm-hmm.
How fun is the play on this defense?
I mean, it's pretty fun, I'm not going to lie, because we've got, and I love it. I think I'm not the only one, but I love the fact that everyone's counting us out, because you get to play with a chip on your shoulder. Everyone says we're young, and I'm like, all right, well, we're young, but we're a scrappy bunch. That means we got energy. That means we got swagger. We got audacity. And, I mean, we're just going to take it to you every play.
I love how you're saying those youngins, these kids.
Yeah.
You're youngins and you're kids. What has Todd Bowles taught you, and what's it like playing for Todd?
Playing for Todd is just, it's a great thing, because he's a straight shooter. He doesn't sugarcoat anything. If he feels like you're playing this way, he's going to straight up tell you. If he feels like you can play better, he's going to tell you. If you're playing good, he's going to tell you you're playing good. He's not going to sugarcoat anything. There's no smoke and mirrors about Todd, and that's why I respect him so much. One of my favorite coaches I ever had to play for.
What was it like growing up in Georgia? That's a football state.
Oh yeah, growing up in Georgia was definitely was a good thing for me, because oddly enough, I actually got cut from football in seventh grade the first year I moved to Georgia.
Really?
Yeah, from football and from basketball. I didn't play not one sport that year.
Wow.
And I definitely had a lot of free time that year. But
why did you decide to go back to it?
Out
again?
Mostly my dad. My dad was in the Army 20 years, and he played ball all the way up to college until he messed up his neck, and then joined the Army, and then shouldn't have played, but played overseas in Germany, playing football there. And then he really wanted me to play. I was like, all right, bump it. I'll go out there again and play again.
What's it like growing up an Army brat? Do you consider yourself an Army brat?
Yeah. I mean, being an Army brat, it's rewarding, and it's a blessing, but it's also a curse. Because every 2 to 3 years, sometimes 5 or 6, you have to move, meet new friends, and it sort of really cultured me, but at the same time, I'm like, I never really had that established, like, lifelong friends, or I never really had, like, I didn't have a favorite college team or favorite NFL team until I moved to Washington State. I lived there for 5 or 6 years. That's when my dad retired, so we could actually build long-lasting relationships. I will never regret being an Army brat, because it raised me with discipline and just good morals.
All right, Jordan, I make everybody do this at the end of the interview. I want you to look into the camera and tell Jets fans what they can expect from you and this team this week.
Jets fans, you can expect us, or you can expect me and the rest of the team, to come out ready to play on Sunday and just fight to the best we can.